rest of the story. Mary Stillwell was 16, old enough to be dating perhaps, and yet to Mary's father it seemed this young man Tommy was becoming all too serious all too quickly. They had met at work. In the beginning, Mary would come home each day to report how Tommy had been staring at her, or standing much too close, or making forward comments. "What do you think of me?" he sometimes asked. "Do you like me?" Well, as the weeks went by, Mary did begin to like Tommy. Quite a lot, in fact. One day he got up the nerve to ask her out. They went to the theater. They had a good time. And then Tommy began calling on Mary at home. Her parents kept a watchful eye on the courtship. The young people were made to sit in the parlor and converse politely. Not about personal matters, of course, but about their work or about the weather. And all with Mary's mother and or father sitting quietly nearby, monitoring each word. And that would probably have been the extent of the young couple's relationship had Tommy not devised the rest of the story. You see, Tommy knew the Morse code. So each morning when he and Mary met at work, and each evening before he left, he taught her a new letter of the alphabet in Morse code. And sure enough, before long, the dots and dashes had aligned and combined in Mary's mind to comprise a language of pulses which she could share with Tommy privately. That is, whenever he visited her home, the two were sitting in the parlor while eavesdropping parents heard only idle, inconsequential talk. Tommy, holding a coin, a silver quarter, would tap out what he really meant to say in the palm of Mary's hand, and then pass the coin to Mary, and she would do the same, and thus did they converse in perfect secrecy, right under the noses of her parents. And then one evening in Mary's parlor, as openly the two discussed the show playing down at Taylor and Sylvester's Music Hall, Tommy tapped out in Mary's hand these words: "I have been thinking of you constantly. Would you marry me?" And Mary Stillwell, her large, soft eyes moist with tears, took the coin from Tommy and responded in Morse code, "That would make me very happy." And so once upon a time did a young love take root and blossom in the arid earth of parental scrutiny, culminating in a silent entreaty in the answer, "Yes," and the sound of wedding bells echoing through snowy hills on Christmas Day, 1871. And all because a determined and resourceful young suitor discovered a means of achieving the apparently impossible public privacy. And through their marriage, on occasion, he and Mary continued to communicate in Morse code. In fact, after Tom's hearing had failed to the point that he could no longer understand the dialogue in a stage play, Mary, placing her hand on his knee in the dark, tapping with her finger, would relate everything the actors said. It's more than 100 years later now. The world prefers to honor the accomplishments of Mary's husband in order of their significance to the rest of us. But now you have learned of the invention that meant the most to them. The invention that made possible the all-important silent entreaty of Thomas Alva Edison. For now you know the rest of the story.